flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So, virtual Steve Koonin, why didn't Trey make the All-Star game?
It's a travesty. There's something wrong here in this process. Why don't they give Trey the love? Coaches, the players want him. The fans, well, most of the fans don't want him. But we've got to get Trey on the All-Star team. This is ridiculous.
Let's talk to the real Steve Koonin. That's virtual Steve Koonin, CEO of our Atlanta Hawks. Why didn't Trey make the All-Star team?
He said it. Coaches. Sons of
Steve, how are you? How are you doing?
I'm cranky.
I am cranky.
I don't understand it. I candidly believe that probably this was a task delegated to some staffer who, you know, decided that they were going to go rogue. Because he finished fourth with players, fifth with fans, sixth with media, for a combined score of 5, which put him fourth behind the two starters, but ahead of Tyler Hero and Darius Garland, and I guess the coaches. I don't know. Why Tyler Hero? Come on. You know, I just think that Atlanta's lack of respect is something we've got to, you know, we've got to turn around. And I think that goes in many sports.
Well, Steve, we've mentioned it. I don't know if it's the Northeastern thing with the four-letter network or whatever. And we said it, you know, when you're winning, and this team just a few weeks ago was 1.5 games out of that 4 spot. We're right there, right on the cusp. And the only way we're going to get more love for Trey and then hopefully more folks to vote for him is by being better. And unfortunately, this year the injury bug is just keeping us out. And I we said it in defensive management, when you got as many injuries, it's hard to justify spending into that one of those aprons with the luxury tax this year.
Well, I mean, it's not even that. It's you got to trade healthy players.
Right.
You know? Yeah. So you got to be – I mean, I've actually been thinking about this show and what we were going to talk about all day, and normally I don't give it a minute's thought, as you can tell.
Hater. He's a natural. He's a natural, Carl. He just riffs.
But you've been thinking about it, and yes. What did you come up with?
I just – 2 weeks ago tomorrow, Saturday, we just beat Boston. There's dancing on the plane. There's so much joy. When our starters play, I think we're like 13-3. and then these cluster injuries. And you know, I was at the game. The Jalen got hurt. It kind of looked like an innocent rebound. But as soon as he came down, he made a beeline for the locker room because he knew he was severely hurt. You know, and Bogey's been hurt, and Kobe's out for the season. Same injury, shoulder injury. Dyson missed a game. Trey, another reason he should be All-Star, has been gutting it out with an Achilles issue and a hamstring issue all year. And it just is like, we get Zachary back last night. He goes for 30. He missed 3 weeks. So I don't know what to say, fans, except, you know, we're trying and dying here, you know. And what I'm hopeful is that we continue to play hard. We continue to, you know, next man up. And that, you know, hopefully there are some moves that we can make and find some dance partners and improve the team this year and keep going. So that's what we're going to try to do.
Right. I mean, we know that, you know, there's just no way to replace what Jalen Johnson brings. And to lose a piece like that, we were heartbroken. Everybody was when we saw him in the sling the other night and knowing what that means. So there are rumors. I know you can't speak specifically, but
he can shoot on it.
Well, I mean, there are. I'll just mention it, then we'll get you to comment as best you can. Rumors about Bogey on the move. We can't talk about other players, including a very skinny guy from New Orleans. But Bogey, should Hawks fans anticipate something between now and the deadline?
Well, again, it takes two to tango.
Right.
So, you know, are the phones working like a dial-a-thon? You know, but I can't guarantee you what the other guys want to do. The whole idea of trading, you know, there's a few ways that you can improve your team. Obviously, drafting is one. And we're sitting here talking about somebody in Jalen Johnson. We took 19th. And then what we did with Jalen Johnson, the most important thing we did was help develop him, which development you can do every day. Free agency. That is something that hopefully we'll be able to play with. And then there's trades, and it's, you know, systemically laid out. It ends February 6th, so the next week should be, at the worst case, interesting. And hopefully, best case, we have some news that we can share with you.
Let's hope so. Do you think our lack of national televised games has played a role in the perception? Not what we know he is, but in the perception of Trey. Do you believe that?
No. No, because the people who made the vote, the coaches, they're not watching basketball. They're working. I'll bet Quinn Snyder hasn't turned on Netflix or even knows what it is. And he's brilliant. But these guys, during the season, they're not watching other games. They're watching tapes. And if they watch the tape of Trey, they see what it is.
They know.
My gosh.
That's how I feel.
They know. They know.
So what the hell is Lloyd Pierce, the one-man anti-Trey publicity campaign?
We're not going to start naming names and making enemies. What is wrong with you?
Well, as we said, it's not like he's Red Auerbach. If he does have any juice in the league, I'm not. These are my words, not Steve's. Steve Kuhnen joins us here on the WaitFor.com hotline. All right, buddy boy. So I know that the luxury tax, it's hard to get your and wrap your head around it. There's so many facets to it. But at what point does
it
take?
It's not a panacea. It's lazy. Let's not be lazy. Okay?
Well, the perception is this team's never going to spend until we're on the cusp of, I don't know, top three East. I mean, I'm just speaking for what the fans talked about the Hawks with us.
I understand, and I think this summer I will hold capology classes. We have a full department that's dedicated to it. You can't just, I mean, Steve Ballmer's the eighth richest man in the world. If it was just you could go spend and willy-nilly, he'd win every time. And last time I checked, the Clippers hadn't exactly burned up the woods.
No, it's got to be justifiable. So, that's the thing. I mean, I get it. Steve.
No,
it just
that's
seems
not
like,
even what I'm talking about. Yeah. There literally are ways that you get into the cap. There's ways, I mean, the tax, the way you pay players. We can't trade. You have to trade of equivalent money. You can't find, you know, disparate salaries. So it's boring radio, but yes, we would unequivocally go if the opportunity exists.
Steve Kuhnen, Hawks CEO, joining us here.
Sorry to be a bummer today.
No, listen.
We want to keep things accurate and right.
Well, we
I guess. Be fair, oh, yes, 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 yes. We want to do
no,
that.
No, we hope to do that because we want to be sure that people know what's really going on. Look, I'm watching this game last night, and we lost. Okay. We're in a rut right now. But then as the All-Star voting, you know, took place, and I'm sitting there last night, and I'm like, what the hell is the deal? And I let myself get into a little frenzy over the night, and I came in here today, and I said, you know, look, part of this is, too, and I'm not pointing the finger at our fans, but there are a lot of people in our own city who haven't bought in and believe and supported Trey the way that they should. And I said, we gotta believe in our stars as much as anybody.
I don't have evidence of that. I'm sorry.
Well, we do. Steve, I do. We do a talk show 5 hours a day. Trust me. I get the text. I get the tweets.
Let's start getting out the phone book and calling them up. Let's call their names.
If I had their numbers, I would love to do that. But I'm telling you, over the last 5 or 6 years, I've sat here on this show and heard the BS about Trae Young and what he isn't. That doesn't help our cause. That's what I'm telling you. So, you know, I'm not saying that's the only reason. That's not the only reason, but it plays.
Yeah. I hear you. I mean, I'm looking. Trust me, I've done CSI today, okay? Players fourth. 2 years ago, Trey was 12th with players.
Right.
Trey's changed his game. Trey's leading in assists. Trey's making people better. Trey's playing defense. Fans fifth. You know, now – part of it is the way they set this up, and there is a technicality. Why do you think LaMelo was number one in fan voting?
Good question. Tell us, because we've been talking about that too.
It's easy as pie to tell you. They list the candidates by their scoring average. LaMelo has the highest guard scoring average.
So he's top of the list.
Top of the list. So right. People with the broad attention spans we have today of Goldfish looked at the top guy and voted for him. Okay. I mean, unfortunately, Trey sacrificed scoring down to 22.7 points per game, along with 12 assists per game. So he's, you know, 8 or 9 down. So he actually exceeded where he was seated. How about that for?
Right. That makes sense. You know, no, I mean, it's his most complete season as a Hawk. He's improved that area. We talked about the leadership, the intangibles, which obviously means nothing outside of Atlanta. I'm just glad that you're arguing with Carl and not me today. It is Steve Coonan with us here talking about the All-Star weekend. So moving forward.
I don't ever want to ask our fans to do or think that our fans don't support us, because I think our fans are incredible, and I do think they support us. And I'm just saying there is a built-in skew to the way that this is architected. And if Trey wanted to be an All-Star, all he has to do is go for 30. He'd be the first one on there, and he'd win. By the way,
well, he can do that any night.
Yeah, but he's leading the league in assists, as we said.
Because we want to win.
Right.
That's right.
You need to then, as your position as CEO, then maybe we need to revisit how these things get voted on. Because there's a lot of folks in a lot of towns that are very upset about the process.
Well, I will tell you, I'm on the committees. We talk about this vociferously, but you know, you're sitting there in Charlotte, you've got the number one vote getter, and he doesn't make the team.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy five and get five free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Neither.
Right. Yeah, they're not good. I mean,
you know what the NBA is thinking right now?
What's that?
Oh, goody. Everybody's talking about it.
Well, true.
Right.
But we should be talking about the
Chiefs. The refs are cheating for the Chiefs. Couldn't be better PR. Couldn't be better PR.
All right.
Next week, Steve, we didn't have time this week. We'll argue about the commissioner's ridiculous idea of throwing it out there for a 40-minute game. But we'll save that argument for next week.
Because I actually think it's brilliant.
I do, too. I like it.
You guys are out of your freaking minds.
I like it. Steve.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mike has had a hard time adapting to change. That's why.
I fear it. I don't embrace it.
Thank you. We always appreciate you stopping by. And whatever you feel today, you have every right to, because I think Hawks fans feel that way as well. Steve, thanks so much, man. Have a great weekend.
All right. Everybody be well.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.